Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Love Only Once by Johanna Lindsay, performed by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. 1817, London. The fingers holding the brandy decanter were long and delicate. Selina Eddington was vain about her hands. She showed them off whenever a chance presented itself, as it did just then. She brought the decanter to Nicholas instead of taking his glass to the brandy. This served another purpose as well, for she was able to stand in front of him as he reclined on the plush blue sofa, the fire at her back, her figure outlined provocatively through her thin muslin evening dress. Even a hardened rake like Nicholas Eden could still appreciate a lovely body. A large ruby winked on her left hand as she steadied his glass and poured the brandy, her wedding ring. She still wore it proudly, though she had been a widow for 2 years. More rubies circled her throat, but even spectacular rubies did not detract from her décolletage, exceedingly low, which allowed a mere 3 inches of material before the cinched high waist of the Empire gown fell in straight lines to her trim ankles. The gown was a deep, dark magenta, and suited beautifully both the rubies and Selina.
"Are you listening to me, Nicky?"
Nicholas had that irritating, pensive look about him that she recognized more and more of late. He was not listening to a word she was saying, but was deep in thoughts that surely didn't include her. He hadn't even glanced at her while she poured his brandy.
"Honestly, Nicky, it's not at all flattering the way you go off and leave me when we're in a room alone together."
She stood her ground in front of him until he...